This is the World Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Thierry Gedey. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. Recent report from S&P Global Energy shows biofuel potential for boosting farm profitability and rural economies. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon. Night of hit after hit after hit with special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th, Rod Stewart live.
For Chip Bowling, Vice Chair of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, expanding the market for biofuels is vital as they present a unique opportunity for creating a long-term market-driven demand that rewards farmers from modern practices while revitalizing rural economies.
So over the next 25 years, global populations are expected to grow at a slowing rate. Demand for staple foods and traditional fuels is projected to stabilize or decline. Yet at the same time, modern farming practices will make every acre of cropland more productive. Without those new markets, supply will outpace demand, a trend that is already impacting farmers. And just last year, U.S. experienced another record-breaking harvest. I know that on my farm, I had the best crops I ever had. Again, extending the largest ever surplus of grains and oil seeds. Meanwhile, my input costs are too high, commodity prices are too low, and that is not sustainable for investment. But biofuels represent a uniquely powerful solution, one that can create a long-term market-driven demand that rewards farmers for modern practices while revitalizing rural economies. But to get there, we need to expand markets for biofuels. And the S&P Global Survey report offers a data-driven roadmap for U.S. farmers like me to supply a growing share of the 940 billion gallon global liquid fuel market, including marine and aviation fuels.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Thierry Gedey reporting.